This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police trying to identify suspects following a deadly shooting downtown. Officers called to the 400 block of East Kiowa Street Saturday night after that shooting was first reported. Officers found an injured man who later died of at least one gunshot wound. The case under investigation as a homicide. Police asking anyone with information to contact Springs Police or Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers.
A Colorado Springs man is in custody after allegedly trying to strangle his wife. Officers were called to the 3800 block of Lakehurst Drive early yesterday after getting a call of domestic disturbance. The suspect in the case barricaded himself in an apartment bedroom, but eventually surrendered to police. Antonio Neighbors was taken into custody. Charges are pending. A man is facing charges after a major crash in southeast Colorado Springs Friday. 26-year-old Hunter Thompson was arrested after a pickup truck crashed into a garbage truck at the intersection of South Academy Boulevard and Drennan Road. Police say the pickup had been involved in smaller crashes north of the intersection before it hit the garbage truck. A passenger inside the pickup was seriously injured in the crash. Impairment is thought to be a factor in the accident.
A part of Highway 85 reopened following a rollover crash in Fountain. That crash reported around 6 o'clock last night between Mesa Ridge and the Legray Circle. One vehicle was involved. Investigators, though, have not said if anyone was injured. Speed is considered to have played a role. Investigators, meanwhile, looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Penrose funeral home and are working to establish contact with the families affected. Officials confirming on Friday that the Fremont County Coroner's Office will take months to work on identifying the bodies. Fremont County Sheriff Alan Cooper.
Hazardous mitigation will be the first priority, and the FBI will survey and mitigate as needed.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Office, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and FBI have set up an online questionnaire for families to help with that identification process. You can find a link to that questionnaire at KRDO.com.
A funeral service for fallen parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval will take place later this morning. Guerin Sandoval was trying to apprehend a parolee in downtown Colorado Springs when she was killed in the line of duty in late September. Before working for the Department of Corrections, Guerin Sandoval had worked for over a decade as a Pueblo County Sheriff's deputy. Services for Guerin Sandoval will be held at 11 a.m. at the Praise Assembly Church off Troy Avenue in Pueblo. The Department of Corrections asks that if you're planning to attend, you should get there between 9:45 and 11 because parking is very limited. We'll stream that service at KRDO.com.
A union representing 3,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado says talks on a new contract set to resume this week. A three-day strike by thousands of Kaiser workers in multiple states ended early Saturday. Representatives with the Service Employees International Union Local 105 says that talks on a new contract are expected to resume Thursday. If no new agreement is reached, the union says another strike could take place next month.
One member of the Colorado congressional delegation who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House says former President Trump will not replace him. Mark Mayfield with the story.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Colorado Representative Ken Buck said a speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners for the position. Buck said there needs to be an agreement on spending limits before he'll endorse anyone as speaker. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Colorado Jewish group is confirming at least 8 Coloradans are in Israel as war continues to flare. Dr. Dan Lesham, director of the Colorado Jewish Community Relations Council, says they landed in Tel Aviv shortly before the conflict began, and he's uncertain if they are out of harm's way.
We don't know of anyone, but the truth is that we just don't know, period.
The group is working on getting flights back as soon as possible. Dr. Lesham says that his community will mourn the loss of life in the conflict, but asking Colorado neighbors to extend their support. Jewish Colorado has organized a fundraiser they say will aid first responders and help rebuild infrastructure that has been destroyed. Colorado Representative Brittany Pedersen saying any Colorado resident visiting Israel or anyone with the relatives in the area needing assistance is asked to contact her office.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is confirming the death of a mother bear who got too close to boys in Colorado Springs. KRDO's Paige Reynolds with that.
The agency says the boys encountered the bear in a heavily wooded open space last Wednesday. The bear charged at the boy 2 times before they ran away. The bear also acted aggressively toward wildlife officers after it was found and was put down. CPW located the bear's 2 cubs, but one of them died after being tranquilized for relocation. The second cub was successfully released in a different area on Friday morning. Paige Reynolds, KRDO News Radio.
Going to be a beautiful stretch of fall weather here through the midweek, and then we're going to be talking about a taste of winter by week's end and some much cooler temperatures. For your Monday, look for mainly sunny skies, warm temperatures, 75 Colorado Springs, about 88 in Pueblo. Winds will be coming out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour and gusting up to 15. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.